It was 5:45 on a dank November morning, and half a dozen people had already arrived. By 5 to 6, it was obvious that nobody else would be coming, and that the scene outside the prison was now complete. At 6:05 precisely, a door in the prison wall opened, and a figure in a blue uniform emerged. Casting an embarrassed half-smile at the assembled group, he sauntered over to the notice board. He then opened the outer casing, attached a flimsy piece of paper to the pinboard, closed the casing, and disappeared back into the dark, brooding edifice. The fact that the onlookers knew exactly what was written on the paper made no difference. They still trudged over from where they were standing and stared at the announcement, which seemed to hypnotize them. By order, notice is hereby given that at 6 a.m. this day, November the 5th, 2039, after being convicted of smoking and distributing tobacco, the criminal Michael Bond was executed by firing squad. A few of the group gasped as they read the notice. Two or three sobbed and turned away in horror. Conspicuously, however, one of their number did not react in the same way as the others. In fact, he did not react at all. He merely ran his eyes over the death notice without showing any trace of emotion. His expressionless face, topped with a mass of curly black hair glistening in the morning drizzle, seemed frozen in an attitude of bewildered nonchalance, as it betrayed neither shock, nor horror, nor disbelief. For a moment he just stood there, deep in thought, then turned away and, without even acknowledging the existence of the others, retraced his steps. He had no idea how long he walked for. In fact, he was totally oblivious to his surroundings as he made his way back to the dismal, coffin-sized room he called home. 6 months earlier, his parents had asked him to move out of the house where he was born and had been brought up, not because they did not love him or because they thought it was high time a 22-year-old stood on his own 2 feet. No, neither of these considerations had influenced them in any way. Their decision was based on nothing but fear. Pure, naked fear, which penetrated to their very souls the moment they had made the terrible discovery.